I'll have a bada-a-baloo, Christmas without you.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. In our little pre-thing that we do,
yes,
we sometimes call it the vignette, which right. I think is much too fancy a word for what
it's
we
giving
do.
Giving it too much credit.
How about a cold open?
We try to, you know, fart around here and try to get something. But we usually cram in a little extra listener mail, and Buzz has handed me today's belated birthdays and regular birthdays.
Current birthdays as well.
Okay, yeah, current birthdays because it's the 28th, so I'll make sure we get these. We want to say happy birthday to...
Yeah.
Now, do we say, do we do an individual birthday sing for each person?
No, let's just sing because there's so many people now. So many people are into this. We'll sing once for everybody if that's all right.
Thursday, July 21st is Jason Reap's birthday. And Inchworm, just come in. Just walk in if you want to come in. Jesus Christ, the timing could not be more perfect.
RJ says, by the way, he called. He said he'd be a little late today.
Yeah, well, he is late, just but he's around lingering. Nobody lingers like he does.
You know what's great?
Now he's frightened Katie.
He loves...
He came in on top of me.
There he goes.
All right.
So like all great showbiz professionals, he knows how to make an entrance.
No one creeps, lingers more... Floats in.
Look at this guy.
But look at him with his shirt tucked in.
Yeah. Looks like he just had a job interview at Blockbuster.
Dinner. I feel better today.
Oh, you feel better today? Is that is there news?
Good.
No new news.
Yeah. But things are going along in the right direction.
I'll tell you one thing that's great is my father received a resume from Mr. Diaz.
You know, that's a dream team right there. That is a dream team. That's a match made in. That's RJ Diaz and Bob Spirit.
No one can dodge work better than those
That's
two.
That's right, absolutely.
Hey now, watch that.
Welcome to Lack of Productivity Industries.
And now back to the show.
Back to the show. Thursday, July 21st, Jason Reap's. He reaps the reward of listening to this show every day. Jason Reap's, July 21st. Tuesday, July 26th is Letia, L-E-T-I-A, Leisha?
Leisha, maybe. I'm
Leisha
not sure myself.
Or Letia. Sounds like an old name. Sounds like an old school name.
Leisha.
Who's the lady? Who's the etiquette lady?
Emily Post.
No, there was another one. Lucretia or something. Letitia. Yeah, a DC lady.
I know who you mean.
Letitia Baldridge.
Letitia Baldridge.
Oh, wow. Haven't heard
Katie
of her.
Katie Powers' voice. She's joining us on the show. We're going to give her her big intro. Tip top today. Leisha or Letia Gathright Groening. Wow.
One of the three name people.
Jesus.
Yeah, apparently from the year 1910.
Listen to that name.
Yeah.
My God, we are still accepting donations. Thank you. Anyway, Wednesday, July 27th, Ginger Heffling. Ginger Heffling.
Yes. Hi, Ginger.
I love her. She was. She's of the Sacramento Hefflings.
I believe so.
Very good. Also, Monique Citro. Come on, you just were up smoking weed.
I made up all these names.
Monique Citro.
Oh, is she the Monique on TV?
I'm not quite sure.
Monique
and Derek Kalish, who will be at Cleary's in Boston, Oscar.
Oh, nice.
And RJ when we're up there.
Now. He'll see you there.
Thursday, July 28th. That's today. Serena Spatola of Idaho is 42.
Serena Spatola.
And that's she's a listener since Elizabeth, my youngest daughter, was born. And
Serena Spatola.
A fellow Red Sox fan, Jill Robinson, is 36.
Right.
On Saturday, the 30th of July, Jeff Gallant.
That's a great name, isn't it?
What a polite letter.
Hello.
May I hold the door for you?
Jeff Gallant, a new papa, turns 30.
Uh-huh.
Ida Shunk.
That's right.
All right, you're making these up.
Yes, I may have all of these names.
Is Ida Shunk going out with Monique Citro and Letia Gathright Groening?
They're all going to party together.
I'm waiting for Mark Hunt.
Alcohol may still be coursing through his veins.
Sure. Ooh, someone had a night.
Ida Shunk, who's getting a gift purchased through us at Amazon.
Right.
And Tavis.
Tavis?
Jesus.
That is
Christ.
Correct. It's Tavis.
There's not a normal name in the group.
There is not. It's that kind of a week, Mike.
Tavis Willingham turns 44 on Sunday, July 31st.
Hello, Mike. This is Tavis Willingham.
Tavis Willingham. So to all our birthdays, let's do the birthday song. Here we go. Happy birthday.
Tavis Willingham.
All right. Very quickly before we get to the meat of the show.
Meat.
Deirdre Robbers writes, Dear Buzz. Mm-hmm. 48th birthday on 9/11, moving to Saudi Arabia with husband and I like it when people write like that. You know, stop.
Yeah, it's like getting a telegram. Really
put the, I should put the telegram speak.
She's trying to keep it brief for us.
Dear Buzz, 48th birthday on 9/11. Stop. Moving to Saudi Arabia with husband and 13 and 16-year-old daughters in August. Stop.
Right.
Please have crew wish me happy birthday now. Stop. Mm-hmm. So I may save and have a listen to while in the blazing, scorching Arabian desert, bemoaning my fate. Stop. And now, seriously, there are no stops in there. And okay. I'm reading it a little stunted. But
I like it.
I love you all and hope and wish that I may still download the show while on the compound. Love and kisses to all. Deirdre in Reno, a 20-plus year listener.
From one desert to another. Good luck, Deirdre.
Deirdre. Isn't that wonderful, Bob? Bob. Speedwack. Speedwack Diaz Enterprises.
Yeah.
Carl Benitez writes, and this is our last letter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just bought condoms on Amazon through the show page. How fantastic is that?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right, look. Pay attention, everybody. Wadsworth, am I right in thinking there is nobody else in this house?
No.
Then there is someone else in this house.
No, sorry, I said no meaning yes.
No meaning yes? Look, I want a straight answer. Is there someone else or isn't there, yes or no?
No.
No, there is or no, there isn't?
Yes.
Please!
Well, there is still some confusion as to whether or not there's anybody else in this house.
I told you there isn't.
There isn't any confusion or there isn't anybody else?
Either. Or both.
Just give me a clear answer.
Certainly. What was the question?
Is there anybody else in the house?
No!
No! That's what he says. But does he know? I suggest we handle this in proper military fashion. We split up and search the house.
Suppose that one of us is the murderer. If we split up into pairs, whichever one of us is left with a killer might get killed.
Then we would have discovered who the murderer is.
But the other half of the pair would be dead.
This is war, Peacock. Casualties are inevitable. You cannot make an omelet without breaking eggs. Every cook will tell you that.
But look what happened to the cook.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Hey! Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world through the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yes.
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Thursday, July 28, 2011, and we are over 8 million downloads and still growing every single day. We are delighted to be with you today, and we are brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Ginsy! Yes.
Now, should I open this now, or should we wait till another time?
I think we should open it now.
Is that what it's for? Buzz, can you take care of that?
I will get right on
it. Why don't you grab that and open that up? MC Ginsburg is your very own fun factory.
Really?
Not to be confused with Fudge Factory.
No, no.
It's great jewelry of all kinds. It's a chess piece with Rob's head on it. We're just spitballing here with
things
you
can get.
It's a custom Monopoly piece. It's your call. Any idea you have, MC Ginsburg can turn it into a piece of jewelry. Don't buy something a million other people get. Get something unique, and we got something unique right now. Look at how fast Buzz has been with that package.
The great thing about Ginsy, let me tell you, Mike.
Yes.
Is
you know Ginsy, don't you? You've had a pass.
Ginsy.
Is that,
that's
if you
Johnny
can,
Iowa talking right
if
there.
If you imagine it, they can make it.
All right.
Wow. How was your night, Oscar?
All right. Buzz,
that was pretty
Buzz
good.
Is getting it out right
no?
now.
No, I thought it was great.
It was a great right. read.
Can sort of Adler? out of character is the deal.
Yeah. So well,
oh, all right. Look at this.
What'd you get?
This is a very detailed Harley gold. I think this would this be a charm, Katie?
I think so.
Would this be a charm for maybe a charm? But
this that looks like a Monopoly
heavy.
Piece.
This thing is.
I
amazing.
Think it was made for a necklace, but it is a very detailed replica of a Harley Davidson.
Can I see that?
An actual
oh my
Harley.
God, this
that
thing.
Is so
and
cool.
That's
I'm
going to
hold
do.
This up right now and see if you can see this. It
it's
actually.
A pendant.
It's a pendant, and
yeah.
it actually is.
Like for a necklace.
Moving. Now, could a guy wear this? Or is
yeah,
this a
I
trick?
Think
Mike,
so.
Yes, you could.
It's a, it's
hello!
It's a Harley. Why
if you're into 12 inches.
I don't think it would look too terrible in the salt and pepper on the chest.
Oh, thank you, darling.
This is
appreciate
gorgeous.
It.
Keep in mind what Ginsburg has, and I've seen this, it's a three-dimensional printer. They take like scans of things that are real life, and they can render it with this.
Yeah,
product.
But you were telling me that that's all fake.
Hey, hey!
See, I'm just doing that because he gets so serious because he's going to Iowa and
right.
it's his trip now, and so
Mike,
this is
actually,
like I'll do spots for a month, and mm-hmm. Rob will sit over there and go, "Ha ha! I know they give us a lot of money, but let me poke fun." But when it comes to MC Ginsburg, mm-hmm. Rob is just like, "They let me tell you about what they do. I'm so bloody serious."
This is the butter on the other side of his
right.
bread.
All I can tell you is this: is that they. they did my wife's 15th anniversary present.
He's still being serious.
Yes.
Stop being serious. It's not like you.
You can wear this.
Could I wear this?
You could wear this. Yes.
I mean, I really.
The point is, they can make anything.
It'd be great as an earring.
The weight of this thing. Mm-hmm. So we're supposed to give these back, right?
Yeah, you have to. You have to give it back, or pay for it, or give him free advertising in exchange for it.
A combination of all three.
Or a combination of those.
Cool.
We knew you'd like it.
Is this the only thing we got?
We're gonna get, I think, an object a week.
Oh wow!
Are you sure? There's another little package thing down here.
Might be
that was stuffing, I think.
Okay.
The weight of
don't question Buzz, Katie. Jeez.
What Mike is not able to tell you is the actual weight of it. We weighed it before it came in. 14 pounds.
14 pounds. MC Ginsburg, what we're trying to say is they make one-of-a-kind items like this. The detail in this is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
I've never seen a piece of jewelry like this.
As a lady,
may I see that?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on over and
grab
it.
But only as a lady.
Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg.
There it is.
And listen, the great thing is, all around the country, you can call them up, and you can also go to their website at MC Ginsburg. That's MCGINSBERG.com. Or click their ad on our website, and maybe you can get an original piece like this.
Whatever
MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. That is a very, very unique jeweler. We're so pleased to have some very cool advertisers on this show. And that is just super cool.
For a small additional
fee. Oh, my God. The kickstand goes down.
Really?
The kickstand goes down on the bike.
They're artists. Nice. They're engineers. They do stuff like this.
For a small additional fee, that comes with a small gold Leonard Skinner fan. You can actually sit on the motorcycle.
I got to tell you, like as a lady, that thing is very nice.
Unbelievable. Oh. It's got the detail. It's got the bags. It's got the pipes. Buzz, take it away. I don't want to lose it.
maybe Ginsburg could build you a seat that's comfortable for your Harley. A solid gold seat.
Could. Right,
just the effort was so minimal to move that I had to do that. I truly. I mean, I'm glad you got up, but then you come over. Like, this is Rob does this, Mike does this, RJ does. Let me show the fat guy way of piggy sitting.
That's right.
Which is like, I'm not even going to extend my arms.
All
the
way over here.
I know, but you didn't bend. Because fat people don't bend or lean over to pick things up.
Well, then also you get put off balance.
Yeah, that's right. Then we fall.
Yeah.
And the laziest thing of all is when your hand that reaches out is at an angle, so whatever you're handed rolls out of your head.
We are joined by our old buddy Katie Powers is on the show today.
Welcome, Katie.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I couldn't be more fabulous.
Now, let me see. You've been promoted. Let me see if I've got my facts straight. And if I get anything wrong, please feel free to correct me. I've been following your career. You have been promoted to head of the DC cluster for CBS Broadcasting.
Congratulations on that.
And you're newly married.
Yes. You got it all right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, the fact remains that Katie is still with the same dude.
Yes.
We moved in together.
Yeah, you moved in together.
That's
the fact that I... And you left CBS, our former employer.
I'm free!
Yay!
There's your free FM.
But you see, it's different because she asked to leave. We were asked to leave.
We were told
you
to leave.
You chose to leave, right?
I sure did.
Well, that's a good choice.
Katie left right after the guy that we hated left. Mm-hmm. And that's
Mike, there's so many.
This guy, for me,
super
turbo personal. Yeah. Katie and I are good friends. And that shows what a friendship is. That Katie was a person that got along with this other individual who will go nameless.
I will say he helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I think he didn't realize what I did before he started paying attention at WJFK.
Okay. Right. All right. Very good.
I will say, despite it was very hard for me to work for him at first,
mm-hmm.
just knowing how everything went down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he was very good to me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave because of him. Mm-hmm. I was going to leave in September anyhow.
You were going to leave anyway. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I thought when he was gone, you were gone.
That was, that did
that's
sort
the
of,
way it looked.
The perception.
That
yes.
sort of put
I'm
the,
glad that's not true.
Yeah. It sort of put the catalyst in motion sooner because of he left. And then in the span of 2 days, I was told a lot of things were going to change. And
wow.
I was like,
And the man we're talking about, of course, is Mel Karmazov.
That's right.
Of course. No.
Anyway, so
Ken
you're,
Stevens.
Ken Stevens. Jeremy Coleman. Matt Farber.
It was Joe
Chuck
Misko,
Beck,
Mike.
You know, what's that?
It was Joe Misko.
It was Smokey Rivers.
It was Smokey Rivers.
Or Buddy Scott.
It was Buddy Scott.
Buddy Scott.
So you're no longer in the radio biz.
No.
You're a free agent now. You're out there.
I am out.
Are you a lady of leisure now? Is that what you're doing? Or are you working somewhere? Are you going back to the bookstore? No, they went out of business.
They went
too.
Out of yeah. business. I was, you know, I Oscar knows our building was sold.
Yes.
I took the box.
Katie lives in the same building that Oscar
lives. She used to.
Not anymore.
Really? Oh.
Well, she moved in with
I moved
her friend.
To the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
She's living with her man.
And where's your man live? What town?
We're in Alexandria.
Alexandria, that delightful little suburb of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's great.
Did you see a piece of...
I live in a retirement home.
Rob died just
yeah,
now?
Yeah. How you doing, pal? Mm-hmm.
Little piece of me dies all the time.
Look,
but...
his little cheeks are red. His cheeks are red.
Yes. I'm
was
dying.
It any kind of coincidence that we knew Katie was going to be here and your wife was dropping you off today? What's explain that dynamic to me. I'm very confused
about that.
It was ugly.
Very, very ugly. I said, you know, your friend's going to be on the show today, Katie. And she said, who? I said, Katie. She says, I'll just drop you off.
You said Carrie. You said Katie
you
instead of
said
Carrie.
You almost said Katie instead of
I
Carrie.
You said Katie instead
I've
of Carrie.
I've done it before. The names are similar. One letter.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
What he desperately wants.
You know, it's amazing. It's not just what I want. It's what Carrie wants. But then there's this guy, Dan.
Right?
He complicates it.
Is that Mrs. Powers? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr.
Powers. Yes.
Mr. Powers is... So Dan Powers has the place in...
You like Dan.
I like Dan because he's just...
We all like Dan.
He's normal.
Yeah, he's just... You know what?
Shut
he's
up, a good Rob.
Everything about him screams non-douche.
Yes.
He couldn't be less.
He's an anti-douche.
Right. And he also... correct me if I'm wrong. He supports you, but I don't think you have such total control over him that he would show up at... After about the fourth event that we've all been at together, he wouldn't come to any more. So he comes to all the events because he doesn't mind hanging out with us either, right?
No, he doesn't mind at all. And as far as it goes, he's not... I can't walk all over him.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Which is something that I have a tendency to do. I steamroll the men that I've been with in
this
the past.
This is true.
And
is
he
this,
doesn't let me at all.
And I know you've been married before,
mm-hmm.
but as far as in your single time.
You didn't know that, Oscar? Mm-hmm.
No, I just think that every time you mention all these relationships except for Rob, it probably hurts our friend Rob over
I know,
here.
Yeah. But you know what? Rob
you
will be sacrificed.
Listen, Oscar, the Civil War was sad too, but you can't pretend it didn't happen. So. I like to focus on the future and what could be.
As he takes a pull on his mimosa.
So glad she came by today.
If we don't remember history, we're doomed to repeat it.
This
it's
in
hard
your,
to see what you can't have.
In right. your single life.
Hard to have what you can't see.
Exactly, Rob.
In your single life, would this be a new... Is this a record for you? In your single life, since you've been married.
Length
is
of dating, you mean?
Length of time with the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, good. Well, that's good. It's a healthy relationship.
We're well over well over a year with this dude.
Yeah, we're
closer
like
to two, right?
Year and a half.
Year and a half.
How about that?
Time so flies. This is a real
and
relationship.
It's not just like I had other sort of boyfriends, but you know, it was.
Some with giant penises.
I'd see them like maybe once a week.
I'm sorry. I remember that. I remember that guy.
Yeah.
The bonus,
yeah, I know
the bonus
him.
Show is
I remember
next.
The dumb guy. Yeah. That, you know, I remember that guy. That I remember that.
Uh-huh. But I mean, you know, it was people.
Uh-huh, she says.
Uh-huh. Compensation, you know.
I
just came up in random conversation.
You know,
and you know how awkward that can be.
They mm-hmm. weren't real relationships. And this is cool.
I like Dan. I'm happy for you.
And you know, Dan works with Oscar.
And at the place the other
Earthwall.
Place you work at?
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, I thought he worked on one of the dozen podcasts.
Yeah, when you say works right. with Oscar, that covers about 700
people.
Oh,
no.
No, we work
which
together
gig?
At work.
Yeah. They work together at work.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So everything's sort of tied together.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
They work very...
Well, I met Katie. Oh, I met Dan
here.
At your one of your parties. Here. And we were talking. I said, wow. And then we were just talking and we had basically just a side project we were working on, and he came and worked on that and did such a great job that an opportunity opened up and he was there.
You know what the beginning of this show reminds me of today? This is like the polite part of the party where we're all being nice.
Small talk.
Nice
finish your drink.
And then I was the one that said giant penis, and now I'm feeling incredibly guilty.
I'm feeling incredibly guilty.
This is the new segment on the O'Mara Show. Oscar gave me a look that was like, oh boy.
That was the icebreaker.
Well, because I got to see the guy in like 2 minutes.
Oh, you do?
We're all done with the show.
Well, not you don't have to see the guy with the giant penis. you got to see the guy that
I know both those guys.
Oh, you know both?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, wow. How's the dumb guy doing?
I haven't seen him in forever.
All right, very good.
Well, then we're fine. Okay. Carry on then.
You know, Mike, just so you know. I like how you immediately knew which one was.
Yeah, well, because I would walk through the halls and I'd see him. I'm like, weird.
Well, I got an issue. Here's a bulletin. It's not Dan.
Right.
Now, thank you very much.
We are certainly past the small talk portion now.
Now, Strovia.
Here.
Welcome. Are you glad I brought beverages?
I am. However, I'm really. This is the man that not 2 months ago got on this podcast and talked about the fact that I have to change my life and I have to change my ways.
I was at the Big Duff.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Remember? Of course you were.
You really didn't remember.
Of course, yes, I do. I did. Yeah, you were on the porch a couple of times.
You were on the porch a couple of times.
Yeah.
I saw you on the porch.
Yeah.
You also saw me in the golf cart.
Yeah.
Right.
The
golf
cart. And at the after party.
Yes, I remember this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you don't.
Like, I do. I remember everything from the Big Duff.
That was yesterday.
I remember everything
now
from the Big
Duff. Now you're really reconsidering that drink.
I remember the two slutty strippers that we had at the Big Duff.
Yes.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that's about it. Anyway, the Big Duff was fun.
It was.
So where the hell was
it? It was great.
We were talking about Katie's love life.
That's right. Well, then we talked about the mimosas, and I was talking about the fact that now I'm just everything seems to be one string of drinking opportunities linked to another one, and kind of tough when you're getting up at 3:55 in the morning.
I would think so.
And,
and the shaking begins.
It's just, it's not the alcohol, it's the late night.
I've told you this.
And the alcohol causes me to stay up past my bedtime.
Right,
you've got to ride the curve of fun. Mm-hmm. You have to know when to stop your diminishing returns.
And I did that. And I did that last night, which is accounts for my condition
Well, when
today.
You go to a Lynyrd Skynyrd concert, how can you tell when the fun stops?
You know, that Wolf Trap venue is the S.
It's the best. It's the absolute best.
Absolutely the. I think, you know, I'm going to go so far, and I don't care what they say, but the fact is, I'm not trying to get anything out of them. I think it is the best venue, period.
It's just
for. Anything.
It's the National Park for the Performing Arts.
It is
absolutely
so cool.
The best place in Washington, D.C.
Oh, it, you know, it really
and it's
is.
In Vienna. That's the weirdest thing of all.
Well, in the area.
You go to a show there, and I don't care what the show is. Yeah, Wolf Trap is the kind of venue where it doesn't even matter what the show
You're
is.
Right.
You go there, and I'll tell you one thing I haven't done in my entire time in Washington, D.C., and I damn well plan to do it, is to do Wolf Trap. Right, which
from
is
behind?
Which is yeah, that's
Stop
right,
it.
Baby.
That's you the way do I that. Like it.
You actually take your stuff. You take your blanket. Mm-hmm. You know,
or do a picnic on the
it's
lawn.
It's just so awesome. It really is.
You know,
and
I
the
went
atmosphere
there
is so friendly. It's so unlike so many other concert venues.
Went there with the Spiewax. Went there with the Ronics to see that Beatles tribute band Rain.
And that's just true. And it's not you know one of your like top five shows of your lifetime. But it was a great time.
Oh, it
right?
was great. It was a sellout. It was a great crowd.
So it was a pleasant experience.
And you know what? It's the kind of place where you're okay bringing a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old and an 11-year-old and grown-ups.
Don't
just
think you
want
to bring that 5-year-old to Skynyrd.
There's not going to be a fight.
No.
There's not going to be. The parking situation isn't a bitch.
Robert did pick a fight with the guy who pretended to be George Harrison.
It happens.
Last summer I went the Santanas with the Ginsbergs to the Indigo Girls.
The
we had a great time.
The Ginsies?
But not Ginsy. Not the Ginsy, was it?
The MC Ginsburg.
That was a
hungover. Didn't work out.
Chicago.
How you doing? You ready to talk yet?
I can't even talk.
Are you ready to talk about your week?
Am I weak?
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, I can't talk about that.
All right. That's why I was asking. Because you said at a later date you might be able
days.
To. I know.
Wait. You can't talk about
guy.
What?
I can't talk about. There's what just about? Too much drama in my life. I will talk about last
drama.
Night. Oh, I recorded our neighbor. I recorded our guy, Donald. I have
him
on video.
Oscar, can I enlighten you a little to Don?
Sure.
You know that
first of all, let's be clear. Oh. Donald is my 78-year-old neighbor.
Used to be my neighbor.
And used to be Katie's neighbor. And Katie actually has a better working knowledge about what this guy Donald is all about.
Now, do you have good audio of this guy?
Now, Oscar...
Yes. There you go.
You have audio?
I have audio and video. We just
all right,
plug
we'll
it
take
in.
A break. We will, when we come back, we will plug it in, and we will play some audio for you of Oscar's neighbor, and I'm totally confused. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That's not for her, is
I
it?
Get
hey, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're playing what you're saying.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Wait Not 855. Wait Not 855-934-4486. Katie Powers in my kitchen not moments ago gave me the reaction that I have gotten from people since I have been on the Wait Not program.
Don't touch me, you bastard!
That's just for you, Rob.
Oh, okay.
I am smaller. Oh. I'm smaller than I was because of Wait Not. RJ is dramatically smaller than he was.
I'm not joking. You both look incredible.
Thank you.
You really do.
Isn't it amazing?
You know, so often people, this is the main thing I say when I talk about Wait Not. Mm-hmm. If you know somebody in your family, a loved one, a husband, a wife, whatever, somebody that is battling the bulge, has tried other diet plans and been unsuccessful, they will be successful on Wait Not because the motivation Wait Not gives you is that scale every morning. Mm-hmm. And when you start Wait Not, you see it not only immediately, but you see it dramatically.
Yeah.
That's what motivated me. RJ, probably the same thing for you.
Absolutely. The first week that we started.
That's the thing.
Oh, my gosh.
And you get that first week, and you go, oh, my God, this is just so incredible.
Right.
Unbelievable results you can believe in. That's the motivating tool that Wait Not has above all others, and the fact that they bring you energy and healthy, rapid weight loss.
Good
I love
food.
It. Yeah. I really do. Yeah.
I have 61 pounds since my initial weight.
He's crossed the 60-pound threshold.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Somebody's doing better than I am.
But, Mike, we've talked about this. I had 40 more pounds to lose than you did.
I know you did. And way to go. Keep on trying. How many pounds
100,
now?
Baby. Let's go 100.
61.
61 pounds for Mr. Raymond Diaz.
More like 60 wonderful. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah, baby.
You see, Mike, the way Rob made me look at it, it's 12 and a half pound, 5-pound bags of sugar. 12.
Okay, stop.
Let me help.
You were really good, and then you
it's
got
like,
in
okay, that's enough. All right, now what happened is
when the circuit board in his brain.
Since RJ started.
Like somebody dropped a ginger ale in it.
It's a dozen bags of sugar.
Yeah, since RJ started, he was carrying. It's like he was walking around all the time with 12 bags of sugar.
Uh-huh.
And now he doesn't have to carry that anymore.
Great. Okay, so it's waitnot.com.
Hey, RJ, I did what I could.
Unbelievable results you can believe in. 855-WAIT-NOT. Call 855-934-4486. That's an incredible weight loss.
It sure is.
And I'm still over 50 pounds, and I am delighted with that. And my goal is to get to about 90. That's where I want to get. So
now,
I
you
want to
lose
more.
90 or you want to weigh 90 pounds?
I want to live to the age of 90.
All of these would be good.
I want to lose 90 pounds. Now, in this uncontrolled show that we're experiencing today, let's get back to your neighbor. Why is your neighbor significant, Oscar and Katie? And tell me why.
Our neighbor
lived in the building for like...
This is the man that I always make...
30 or 40 years.
Oscar, let me tell you that... I saw your laundry downstairs, so I figured I'd do it for you.
Oh, he's that kind of neighbor.
Yeah. And the mail. And all. As a matter of fact, I think we discussed Donald in depth on a show that you missed where we kind of challenged Oscar to take a meal with Donald.
Yes.
Okay. And to get to know him because they have lots of ship passing in the night type moments,
right.
But they don't know each other.
Okay. Also a man that answers the phone, answers the door half naked at all times.
Yes, even no matter who. Might possibly. I have
and the winter,
on the door.
The summer.
What type of? Are we talking about boxer shorts or are we talking about?
Usually boxers, but sometimes tidy whities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
old man look. Type deal. Like
never like just a shirt with his twig and berries hanging.
No,
on.
No. I've never seen him naked for the record.
The look we call the O'Mara.
That was also the type of neighbor that does your laundry for you. Doesn't matter if you're just doing underwear or anything else and leave it outside your door.
Yeah, if you leave it in the dryer,
right?
It's like magic.
Yeah. It gets folded.
It gets folded and placed on
top. He loves to have things to do.
So
older people are like
he's
that.
He's lonely
and incidentally, that look that is with just the shirt with the twig and berries, I call that the postman always rings three times.
There you go.
Thrice.
Thank you.
So I got a request. Let's play this before so then you can explain a little more.
And then I'm going to enlighten you.
I got a request on Twitter from one of our listeners. And they asked, could you please put a video of Donald up? So I was hammered last night, by the way.
Oh my God.
That almost never happens.
I knock on his door, and he answered.
Were you all by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, and by the way,
God,
Oscar
drunk.
Came in, and he announced that he's hungover, but he didn't need to, because Oscar seldom comes in with a beverage of any sort. If he comes in with like a vitamin water, it's anybody's guess. When he comes in with something that looks like a bottle of Windex, some sort of magical blue fluid, Buzz and I knew he should have been on his knees already. Just knee walking drunk.
All right, this is who again? What's his name?
This is Donald, and I'm not going to say his last name because you'll be able to find him. But our neighbor Donald.
Hollinger.
No, you can't.
Who's 78.
Off the grid.
He might be off the grid, but I'll play the video for you. But he's just the funny guy, and he's a nice guy, so we'll see.
Hold on. I am Donald. next door.
That's how it goes.
Is that it? Is that you?
Can you do it again? I want to see.
You were S-housed last night. Apparently so. Because if you're sitting there just looking at it going, great. Thank you.
Perfect. That's a keeper.
I said cut, and then I walked away.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna lay something out, and I might be the only one. Huh? Am I the only one who is operating under the impression that he was a black guy?
100%.
Yeah.
Really?
100%. I totally agree with you, Rob.
From your impression, yeah.
You thought he was black?
The way Oscar talked about
he painted the portrait
there's only one reason.
Of an older black gentleman.
Yeah, you guys are racist, and I live in D.C., and you figured it was a black man.
No, that's not the reason. As a vocal impressionist, the reason is your impression is a black impression. When you go, Oscar, I sure do believe that. That's
and,
what
and
we
that's and what we talks. Get is Hal Holbrook.
Why don't you do it, Katie?
Oscar? I'm going to go downstairs and do your laundry for you.
I would think that was a black guy, too.
I would, too.
I would, too.
But can I just drop the bomb?
And, Rob, you have actually, don't you have, you have audio of, what's his name again?
Donald.
Yeah,
Donald singing.
I do, as a matter of fact. Give me a moment.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. But, did you know that? Because the last time, Katie, you weren't here the last time we talked about Donald from your building. And one of the things that Oscar did was, I guess Donald has, is it church that he sings with?
It was church.
It's church. A church group. He sings at church, and he brought in a tape of, I guess you didn't record this, but he had a recording of when he was singing
at church.
It was a
48.
A 48?
Yes. 48 RPM.
You mean a 78? A 78 of, but we've got this right
a
now.
A record of sorts.
And, you know,
that's what it was.
Give me a moment.
You're gonna have to improve your goddamn system.
I got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now this is Donald singing, and Katie, you haven't heard this. This is why we thought he was a black man. Let's listen.
There's an old man called Mississippi.
Donald.
That's the old man that I'd like to be.
Donald from next door.
What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free?
And that's why we thought
he has perfect pitch.
Man River, that old man. He must know.
So that's the impression I got.
That's right.
That's
what I
thought. So what's the real story with Donald?
He is slightly disabled. He has a mild form of autism called Asperger's disease.
Oh, I know about Asperger's. Yeah.
Now, and here's
Asperger's
the thing.
Disease.
Have you ever noticed how he remembers the day everyone has moved in? The day, the year.
I thought he just had a lot of free time to remember those things.
I mean, he's got
he's retired.
Free time. I don't know that he's ever not been retired.
Does he exist through the assistance of the state, do you think?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. But he's got a pension from some sort of work.
Yeah.
Wait. Didn't he work at Sears?
He worked at Sears.
Well, there you go.
And so he's a bit of a savant as well, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's amazing. What is that sound we're getting?
We got some sort of microphone issue, I think.
All right, let's check them all. Check the microphones.
That's
just driving me nuts.
That's in the iPods of our listeners. That's not coming from us.
It's not the guest mic.
Mute each one going down.
Uh-huh.
Hold it.
Not mine.
Actually, it might have been the fader of the guest mic because it just...
That's what I was wondering. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Seems to have fixed it just by juggling the fader.
So we'll have to move that one. But
yeah.
Yep. Well, thank you.
The password is equipment upgrade. Equipment upgrade. So this guy with Asperger's, all of the people that have that syndrome, are they able to do the total recall?
Usually there's some sort of savant behavior that goes with it.
And I think one of the main symptoms is a lack of a filter or a social filter.
Right.
Or
and
clothes.
There are different symptoms.
Which might explain. But he does have sort of he never knows when to stop. If you're in a hurry and you're trying to, say, go to work or whatever, he'll talk to you about the weather. He'll keep talking. And
he knew when to stop on that video.
Let me go on record.
It's more than that.
Donald is my friend.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I love him, and
a good person.
I'm with you.
But she's just explaining his problem, and you were too S-face to realize
I actually just found out, Mike, I found another recording.
He's not taking any advantage of it. I mean, he is fully capacitated.
Right.
But there is a reason why there's sort of a lacking in a filter and why he doesn't know when to stop.
There have been movies about that syndrome, I think.
A Boston Legal had a character who had Asperger's syndrome. He was the guy who patted his thighs a lot.
That's the guy.
But I think his symptoms, by the way, were based on actor James Spader, who is very shy in real life, and I think he may have Asperger's as well.
Can we hear the tape of this guy one more time?
Actually, I do have one other recording of him singing, if you're interested.
Let's listen to it.
This was recorded in the party room.
Oh, the party room?
Yeah, at their apartment.
Donald.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam.
Look at those tidy whities.
Yeah. The birds are singing the That's day
great.
That you
Isn't it great?
He's
perfect pitch.
Such pitch.
But wait right. until you are further away.
Can we play to the hook? I need about 10 more seconds.
To the hook?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the hook of a Jolson record.
Donald from D.C.
Donald knows what the people want to hear, and when they get together for like a tenant meeting,
yes,
they all want to hear this song. If he had to classify it, this is Donald's hit single.
Mommy, mommy.
All right, I think we've covered it. So he's your buddy.
Yeah, let me ask you this, because not just these guys, but Chad and Drab think that this guy is gay and he's trying to hit on me.
That's Chad and Drab.
Yes.
I honestly don't believe so.
Though yesterday when I was hammered and he had his shirt off and I said, you might want to put a shirt on because I didn't want to embarrass the man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he goes, Oscar, I'll keep my shirt off fine a physique like yours. And I said, whoa, mind you.
Like, that's just a guy complimenting
a guy. Yeah, and no filter.
Play a tape of this guy. Play him one more time. Let's listen to Donald. Let's listen to your friend Donald. And I don't think I
the volume's up all the way.
We're all surprised that he was a white man because of that impression that we just heard.
Right, we'd never. But I know him.
Right, you know him. So
you know what?
12 years I've known him.
I said how Holbrook. He looks like more of a modern Andy Griffith.
I am Donald, Oscar's friend.
Start it from the beginning so we can hear it.
Isn't he so cute?
He is.
He is. And he was so nervous.
No, start it so we're not talking.
Sorry.
Rewind it and start it again. Go.
Hold on. 3, 2, 1, go. Hola, Howard. I am Donald, Oscar's friend and neighbor. Next door.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And incidentally, when it's Ola Horde, I think it demonstrates what when he's S-faced, the loyalty that he has, and what show he is thinking of primarily, the show that he will eventually leave us for.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ola Horde. There it goes.
I really don't think he's gay because he's told me that I'm a pretty good-looking young woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And he told me that it was a shame that Joe and I had broken up.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
So, see, I've never got... All I know is that he either calls me or he calls our neighbor who has already moved, John. For some help. And yeah, I will
Sean.
Do things. No, he calls John
oh,
as
he
well.
Calls
yes.
He calls Sean.
All these guys that used to live there, I just see these men
right.
in my apartment because I'm the only one left except for a tenant on the third floor.
Right.
And they're always doing it. Like, I put up a shower curtain for him. I did all kinds of things. And
Oscar, will you come and put up my shower curtain? That's I'm in true. The bathroom.
Oscar, will you take my temperature?
I did get inside
Oscar,
the tub.
Will you cream my back? I've got psoriasis on my back. It's my lower back.
Oscar, I think I've got a bad bunion on my foot. Would you rub my feet for me?
Oscar, I've got a brand new tin of salve, and I need
evil.
You to work my thighs.
Oscar, I bought these things the doctor said would help me. They're called suppositories. I was wondering
Jesus
if you could
Christ.
Help me.
Oscar, I've got a mirror on my floor. Can you help me squat down over the mirror? I just need you for a moment.
So
I'm afraid that I might lose my balance and fall on my squatting mirror.
I'm worried that I might have to modify my diet. Could you come next door and check my stool sample? Thank you.
Oscar, does this look infected?
Oh, Jesus.
Right. Yes, Katie.
I do want to say about his...
Oh, got to fix your fader again.
Wiggle it.
Thank you.
There we go.
I about his accent or affectation or whatever
right.
you want to call it, I do think it's because he was born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Because my ex-mother-in-law, about the same age as him.
Right.
And she spoke the exact, they almost have the same exact voice.
That must be right. so nice for you because I know you, I mean, even though the marriage ended unfortunately.
There is that classic Washington, D.C. accent.
That's
or
it.
I should say that classic Washington,
Washington
D.C.
accent. Right.
That's a D.C. accent. I've met
it's
people that are.
It's not far from us.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 100%. Southern.
If you thought about that.
I knew an old cop, an old D.C. cop lived here his whole life.
Jerky?
And he had that, well, no, it's jerky, but I'm sure it's somebody related to jerky. And I was like, well, son, I'll say, well, They'll, and you don't get any of it anymore unless somebody's really, you get, it's very rare. And if you get it, it's normally going to be somebody in their 50s, and they're always like, well, I really know
the people that actually grew up in D.C. are dying away. D.C. is one of the most transient cities in the world. There are no D.C. natives anymore, so to hear the D.C. accent, you almost have to go to Virginia.
And now I do, on the Edge Morning Show, I do Haley Barbour all the time, which is because it's with Kirk, and I'm in there going, had a ba-ba-ba-da-da, kind of a variation on what we used to do.
So I get a tweet yesterday, and someone asked, will you go next door and ask him to say hi from one of the listeners?
Oscar, will you touch my tweet?
And what you don't realize is the cable and everything was out yesterday, and internet was out on my place. So I was just sitting there, and I said, well, what am I going to do now?
What were you drinking?
Drinking in
Jack
the heat.
Jack and Cokes.
Jack and Cokes just by yourself?
Just by myself.
In his unair-conditioned apartment.
No television?
No, nothing.
No television, just sitting there, just doing...
Yes.
Just Oscar, just how, Jack how and Coke.
Have you ever read a book?
For like 4 hours. Overrated. So, no, so I'm sitting there, and then I'm just tweeting away, because I barely ever tweet.
Right.
And then I get a request that says, hey, will you have Donald say hi? And I said, oh, that sounds like a great idea.
You bet I will.
And I at 11:30 at night, mind you, he's 78.
Oh, no, you went that late?
You went over there at 11:30?
It was 11-ish. And I knocked on his door. He said, Oscar, is that you? Like through the door, because I'm the only guy that would ever do that.
Right.
I'm like, Donald, I mean to wake you up. He goes, I just went to bed, son. And he opens the door, and he's got talcum powder all over his chest. I guess that's what old people do.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what old people do when they're ready to entertain a gentleman caller.
That wasn't talcum powder.
Oh. And I guess that's what happens when you're 79.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
Whatever it was.
Wow.
I want to be smooth to the touch for you, Oscar. It's mostly cornstarch. It's my own blend.
Oh my God.
Do you have a whisk broom?
Oh my God. So you 11 o'clock. You're out of your mind.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, but then right afterwards, I said,
he really just dodged the are you okay question.
Yeah, I'm seriously backtrack. Concerned.
Drinking alone in the dark.
What? Are you all right?
I might be a little sad.
Okay. We're going to have a good time in Boston.
Yes, we are.
Now, are you literally the next door to Donald?
Yes. Like, so if we were.
Their doors are you.
Yes.
Okay.
Together.
Very cool.
Now.
God, that's driving me nuts.
It is. I'm sorry, guys.
So let me do this.
Right.
Let me set the scene after we're done videotaping.
Yes.
Oscar, don't put that up on the internet. I don't know if I want people to see me like this.
Well, that's a valid concern.
Yes, and I said, Donald, I'm just going to tweet it. Don't you worry.
Right, exactly.
He goes, any thought that he doesn't have any idea what a tweet is?
Well, yes. And that's how. And I said, Donald, this is actually going up on the internet. He's like, okay. Well, at least I have my shirt on.
Wow. So we see, and he looks like just the sweetest
he
guy
is
in the world.
Awesome. He does. He's absolutely awesome.
And Katie, you agree, is sweetest guy in the world? Oh, dear.
You're back. What's I'm sorry.
Can we just switch her fader right now?
Yeah.
We could switch the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll
switch
the mic
out.
Let me also add this. When we were done, that's when I said, okay, what am I going to do now?
Good day for you to be doing your other job.
What am I going to do now? I'm going to download the full catalog of Chicago.
Chicago!
Did you know there are 34 songs on the Greatest Hits album?
I think they have like 25 albums.
Right. Yeah, they've got a lot more than 34.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yes. We're having a little audio trouble, RJ.
We switch our mic?
Let's take a break. We will come back. We are going to take a real break here.
We're going to pause out.
We're going to pause out now, and we will be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara here along with Oscar Santana.
Salutations.
We are looking forward to seeing you in Beantown. That's right, Boston, Massachusetts on Friday night, August 5th, right after the Red Sox-Yankees game. We're going to be at
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Cleary's in Back Bay. Be there or be square. We look forward to seeing you, all the fans of the Mike O'Mara Show, all the fans of the Big O and Duke Show, and, of course, RJ Raymond Super Stud Diaz. Listen, if you know people in Massachusetts, if you know people in New Hampshire, if you know people in Connecticut, in Maine, in Vermont, you New Englanders, we want to see you. We want to get as many people out there to Cleary's in Back Bay as we can for a meet and greet with the Mike O'Mara Show cast. We look forward to seeing you there.
That's 10 p.m. August 5th. Again, 10 p.m. August 5th. We'll see you then.
Cleary's in Back Bay.
Thank you, fellas. Cleary's Bar and Restaurant is at 113 Dartmouth Street, right between Chandler and Columbus in the Back Bay neighborhood of Boston, Massachusetts. They accept all major credit cards, and they are wheelchair accessible.
What about the Democrats?
What about the Democrats?
What about
the Democrats? What about the Republicans?
Exactly.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Brought to you by Vistaprint.com.
Ah, yes.
For all your printing needs, business cards, checks, calendars, keychains, magnets, and a whole lot more. Personalize your business with Vistaprint.com.
Yes, you bet.
Vistaprint.com, but please go through the link on our website.
Please.
I know we did some tweaking thanks to Mr. French, Raymond Diaz,
got
RJ. Whatever
back,
name
baby.
You go by, he
great
got it.
Great job.
Back. RJ,
Slim.
Nice job.
Yeah,
thank
good
you
job.
Very much.
And by
quick.
Tweaking, we mean taking meth.
Time to, yes.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
Just like
it.
In Breaking Bad.
Time
for
program.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault for Thursday, July 28, 2011.
Thank you for opening the thing, Mike. We asked the question just now, what about the Democrats?
What about the Democrats?
Actually, this is not going to go the direction you thought. I know you love this man's voice, and he actually made some pretty good points last night. This is going to be another tip of the hat to the George Lopez program. He had on...
Wow, that's 2 days in a row.
He had Tim Gunn last night.
Oh,
and I love when you do the Tim Gunn.
Thank you, Rob.
I sure do. And Tim Gunn's opinion...
Working for the world tonight.
Of Hillary Clinton.
What about the Democrats, specifically Hillary Clinton?
You mean, what about her Jersey Shore style? She's the Secretary of State. She's the former senator from New York. She's the former First Lady. Why must she dress that way? I think she's confused about her gender. All these big, baggy menswear tailored pants.
It takes one.
I'm really serious. If her pant, the pant of the pantsuit didn't stop an inch above her ankle, you could hide the cankle. I have great respect for her intellect and for her tenacity and for what she does for our country and her governmental role. I just wish she could send a stronger message about American fashion.
Yeah. Because that's so bloody important, Tim.
He looked fabulous. He did.
He's got Project Runway, right? That's his
show? I think that's what he does. And he also, doesn't he do Gain commercials?
Hi. Well, look at that stain. Look at that biological stain on your pants leg.
G-A-Y-N. Oh, Gain.
Why does the pant leg have to stop above her cankle?
If it was an inch longer, Tim, would it cover the cankle?
It would cover the cankle.
What do you think?
Oh, dear.
What do you think of George Lopez?
I think he's a wonderful man with an oversized head.
Very big?
Yes, very
large.
You
like that?
Yes, and then he looks at me and with a Hispanic accent, he says, "Give me a break."
Now, big news in the world of game shows as Alex Trebek foils a robbery at his apartment.
Can I tell you when I'm watching this?
Yes.
I see the press conference before I find out the details.
Right.
And the headline is Alex Trebek foils a robbery.
That's right.
Chases down a subject and injures his legs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I had a tremendous amount of respect for Alex until I found out it was a woman.
A woman that's older than him.
not a young woman, exactly.
Brave man.
But anyway, I want you to hear first the news report that the AP did, and then I want you to hear what the Today Show did, because the Today Show broke a very important detail that you will be thinking about when you go to bed tonight.
Right. Very good.
But first, here's the Associated Press covering the robbery.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is on crutches after he said he snapped an Achilles tendon while chasing a burglar at his hotel. He says a female burglar stole cash and a bracelet his mother gave him. Police have arrested a 56-year-old woman, but at last word, the cash and bracelet had not been recovered. Mm-hmm. Trebek is scheduled for surgery Friday.
What is brittle bones?
Brittle bones. And she was younger than him, Robbie. He's 71.
Is he that old now?
I think he is 71 years old.
It's still sort of a close race. So the Today Show went a little more in depth, and I will stop the tape when we get to the earth-shaking revelation.
Oh, okay? Very, very good. I'm looking forward to
it. I'm sorry, it's Peru.
As usual, Alex Trebek had all the answers Wednesday as he hosted the National Geographic Bee at Google's headquarters. But earlier, in the middle of the night, in a San Francisco hotel room, the game show host found himself in a bit of jeopardy.
I woke up and saw a figure in our hotel bedroom, and I thought I was dreaming, and I realized immediately that someone had been in the room, and I put on my underwear, and...
Oh!
What is TMI?
This Canadian game show host sleeps in the nude.
Oh, nasty. At 71 years of age.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing.
That is so gross.
He wants you to know that detail because he could have said,
yep.
I got up and put on some clothes.
Right.
And then it could have been PJs or boxers. Right.
Yeah, that means he's still horny.
Perhaps a Johnny Gilbert t-shirt.
Because I find that people that don't wear underwear in certain circumstances, right. Just like men who get vasectomies, no offense, Rob, tend to let people know about it. They want to let people buzz with his lack of underwear.
Right.
My radio partner with his lack of underwear. Uh-huh. And Alex Trebek now. I think he wants everybody to know that detail.
Right. I don't want to talk
Here's more information.
Ran down the hall to see if I could find her.
Now, this to me is reminiscent of when we interrupted Marv Albert, and he said, I'd love to talk, but I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah, I'm eating a sandwich. And that was like right after that, he got busted for biting a hooker's ass.
What if you're getting off the elevator in your classy hotel, and you see Alex Trebek running down the hall in his underwear? This to me is a wonderful, a tableau of things to think about.
Trebek says he did find her, and when he caught up to her, he, well, quizzed her.
She came out of the little room where the ice machine is.
Uh-huh. Can't you picture it?
This is better and better. This is better.
But the initial report was that he foiled a robbery with these heroic acts.
He ran down the hall in his underwear.
It's some old psycho lady.
How
the hell did she get into the hotel room?
I don't know.
That's creepy, isn't
Maybe
it?
Maybe she is a member of the Clue Crew.
The Clue Crew.
I said, what were you doing in our room? And she said, I wasn't in your room. I said, what are you doing up here? She said, I was visiting friends. I said, no, you weren't.
Uh-huh. He was quick thinking, but not as quick on his feet. Trebek ended up on crutches after rupturing his Achilles tendon while chasing the alleged culprit.
I crashed to the ground, but I managed to hobble back to the phone and inform security.
Police arrested 56-year-old Lucinda Moyers and charged her with burglary.
Lucinda.
Why were you in my
room?
I wasn't in your room.
I was visiting friends.
I was just, no, you weren't.
Yet he still has that Trebek attitude.
He does. Yes.
Oh, sure.
Don't quiz me, Mr. Smartass.
Anyway, we wish him well, and we also wish him a pair of boxer shorts. Jimmy Kimmel Live, not the best interviewer, but some of the best sketches on late night TV.
Very funny man.
Last night, Harrison Ford was on, and they did a cold open worthy of Saturday Night Live where he and Chewbacca get in a fight.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. It wasn't the real Chewbacca, but it was a good Chewbacca costume.
All right.
And it's him and Chewbacca going at it.
What are you doing here, you son of a bitch? Oh, cut the shit. You think you can walk in here and say you're sorry after what you did? I'm done with that Star Wars crap, and I'm done with you. Haven't you heard? I'm in Cowboys and Aliens. Daniel Craig's my Wookiee bitch now. Get the hell out of here. Out! Get out! Out of here! Get out! I don't want to talk to you. Get out of here! And don't come back! She was my wife! She's still spitting up hairballs!
Really, really cracked me up.
You know, what's great about something like that is you have to have a celebrity, a movie star who's willing to go all the way with something. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes that hysterical.
The beauty
and then you
of
have
that
to have it beautifully written.
The beauty of that also is Harrison Ford is a notorious awkward guest on a
totally
talk show.
Totally awkward.
Not a great interview. I think he really feels like he shouldn't be there.
Right.
But you give him a script, and he's dynamite.
He's fantastic. Great.
Now, you remember earlier in this week we had the invocation.
Can I stop you for just a second? We don't talk about movies very often on the show. Cowboys and Aliens. Is this, there's a lot of buzz about
You're
this
gonna
movie.
You're going to love it.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
I'm so excited.
I'm hearing like amazing buzz on this thing. This might be the movie of the summer.
Oscar nominations, I'm sure of it.
I think, hey, that's how about maybe I'd love to do a little road trip. That would be fun.
Like a field trip?
Like a little movie trip.
Let's
I'd like that.
That'd be
like
fun.
That.
Maybe next week we can do a little movie trip.
We'll smuggle in some Twizzlers.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember the guy that did the NASCAR invocation? You had him on your Ed show.
Yes, we did.
And just so you remember, he was very Ricky Bobby-esque in praying. Here, just to remind you how it sounded.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before us.
Et cetera, et cetera, et
cetera. You know you're a redneck.
A lot of people said that it sounded almost like a ripoff of the movie Ricky Bobby.
Right.
Or Talladega Nights. And I'm going to break a rule that we've had in place now since January 1st of this year. I'm actually going to play some Will Ferrell only for illustrative purposes.
For comparison.
All right, very good.
Yes. Okay, here's Will Ferrell from Talladega Nights.
Dear Lord, baby Jesus, was our brothers to the south.
Don't laugh at this.
Hey, Zeus,
Mike, no.
We thank you so much for this bountiful harvest of Domino's, KFC, and the always delicious Taco Bell. I just want to take time to say thank you for my family, my two beautiful, beautiful, handsome, striking sons, Walker and Texas Ranger.
Yes, it's very, very funny. Oscar's really enjoying himself.
I love it.
Oscar
but
loves
here's the thing, you know, whenever something like this breaks, of course, someone's going to auto-tune it. The Gregory brothers are the best at auto-tune.
Right.
This is the first use of auto-tune that I think this sounds like a real country record.
Mm.
Okay. Here's the real invocation from NASCAR.
This thing is exploded like it's nothing I've ever heard.
I really think that you would have played this if you were still programming country music.
Yeah.
And finally, for the most unusual pre-race prayers you will ever hear.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for all your blessings. You said in all things give thanks. So we want to thank you tonight for these mighty machines that you brought before.
It's great, isn't it?
Thank you for the Dodges and the Toyotas. Thank you for the Ford.
Wait till the chorus. It sounds like a real record.
I'm surprised.
To give us the power that we see before us tonight. Thank you for GM performance technology and the RO7 engines. Thank you for Sunoco Racing Fuel and Goodyear tires that bring performance and power to the track. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
That is awesome.
That's nice.
It's incredible.
I mean, it sounds like a real record,
yeah,
doesn't
it?
Now, who does this?
This is a group called the Gregory Brothers. They actually were the ones that kind of made this thing start.
They did Bed Intruder.
Yeah, they did the first Bed Intruder
so
one.
So they're kind of the gold standard of this kind
so
of stuff?
So when they grab onto it, they do it right.
Despite the licensing problems, number three on the country charts
absolutely.
2 weeks.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Legitimate question. Could this chart as a country record?
You know, it sounds like it, yeah.
This might be their, it's that,
yeah,
the way we are non-country music fans, the way we react to
I am a country music fan.
And you like it.
I love it.
Oh, that's great.
Love
boogity,
it.
Boogity, boogity,
and
boogity.
And the only thing I would say is they need to clean up the audio a little bit.
Yeah, if they got the guy in a studio to recreate what he said.
Right.
And then did the exact same thing with it.
I think it's a smash
I think
hit.
It's a hit record.
Yeah,
I really do. Last thing, it's a double shot here from The Daily Show last night. They brought up something that I had never really thought about, but it is funny. So many people get on news shows now because of their tweets.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the first part of this is a montage of people with odd tweet names that you would think would discredit their opinion, but they're being cited in real news programs. So when you choose your Twitter name, keep in mind that you might diminish yourself.
Lady Big Mac on Twitter says, character matters. Lady Big Mac wrote us on Twitter, the president is right. Shoelace says, Casey Anthony should be convicted. Mr. Swiss Cheese tweets, Gingrich's big problem will be the women's vote.
Karen, take it away.
I love crispy bacon. Stay at home, Mom.
Ice Kevin wrote to us. Blingin' It 187 says Rim eyes eyewigs on Twitter.
Pirate Gold writes in.
That's right. We have Murgatroy's writing.
That's Diamond Dave 56 on Twitter.
Mr. Gemini writes.
Horsefly 1013 says
be strong. Tweeted dog fart.
At the beginning of that was one of my favorite names, Lady Big Mac.
Yes.
So I leave you with this. This is Jon Stewart commenting on the name Lady Big Mac for Twitter.
Okay? Lady Big Mac on Twitter says, character matters. The decision by the president not to go public with the Bin Laden death photos. We want to know what you think about the president's decision. Lady Big Mac wrote us on Twitter, the president is right. We do not need to see pics of OBL.
Again with Lady Big Mac? You know those are not burger-based issues, right? Because it's kind of tough to care about Lady Big Mac's opinion when all I'm thinking about are, what are the ingredients in a Lady Big Mac? Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed vagina.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and the news right after this.
Saying I love you.
way, I kind of sucked the energy out of the room. did you jump into that one a little early?
The iPod seems to have some misbehavior issues today. I really didn't want to play the Rocky Final Bell last time, but it kind of worked. But I really kind of feel gang raped when it boots me Neil Diamond. Sorry, guys.
Welcome back to MichaelMarisShow.com. Time to get our news. Here he is, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by our very own Amazon page. Bookmark MichaelMarisShow.com/Amazon for all your shopping, including every book for Kindle. When you think of Amazon, think MichaelMarisShow.com. Still, one of the best ways to support the show. Well, the countdown now stands at 5 days for our elected leaders to get a debt deal done.
How you did? You want some more Prosecco?
Yes, please.
Buzz has been drinking.
Getting a debt.
I love you.
Maybe I should have thought of that before I wrote the phrase debt deal done.
Debt deal done.
They're trying to get that accomplished before the country defaults on its loans. 5 days left, and we still have two plans that won't pass, even now that the math has been corrected.
Yeah, and Charlie.
Katie, thank you for bringing this lovely beverage to everybody.
So nice.
Katie's making Prosecco mimosas today.
Delicious.
Very yummy.
They're just starting to hit her, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on that.
What? Oh,
I should mention today, and everybody knows that we tape our bonus hour on Thursday, mm-hmm. so immediately following this program, we will be taping our bonus hour, and today it is the karaoke show.
Karaoke
roulette.
Terrified.
It should be. Oh, you shouldn't be.
I've never karaoke'd.
And I would say when I sent out my little missive last night to everybody on Facebook as to what songs they would like to hear and who they'd like to perform, mm-hmm. Mr. Santana over here got probably the most requests of anybody.
I agree. I thought it was real. And I stole the post and I got
the
same
singer.
On my
yes,
wall.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Why? They've heard my rendition of Reading Rainbow.
That's what it is. I think it's the fame of Reading Rainbow.
What the best
could
friend
possibly
a,
go wrong?
The best friend a song ever had is this man right here.
The Boehner plan has its own special problem. It's opposed by at least 18 of his fellow Republicans in the House, even after Boehner told Tea Partiers to get their ass in line yesterday.
Let me explain. When you drink, and I know this because I'm a professional drinker, mm-hmm. and I am also a professional broadcaster who has done a lot of broadcasting, while not necessarily under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of the day after alcohol, you gotta slow down.
All right.
That'll help
take
you
a breath.
Enormously.
You're right. He's right, you know.
Buzz is much more experienced in the ways of broadcasting than I am, but the fact is, under this circumstance, you need to slow down.
He's got such a powerful weapon over there, his voice. It's like putting a professional race driver in a Pinto.
Absolutely.
Buzz has the best voice in radio.
Easy.
Yes, he does. Hey.
Sorry, Rob.
He thinks the lady is getting a little hot for Buzzy.
That's right.
Anyway, Boehner told fellow Tea Partiers.
Okay, but you know what you don't need to do is point.
I'm not pointing.
Yes, you are.
No, where is this pointing? Where does that point exactly?
You're gesturing.
What direction? Well, that's gesturing.
Yeah, you're doing
that's
like you're doing like an Elvis. I do this after my fifth drink, the Elvis hand.
And he
what
told
what Boehner said.
He told fellow Tea Partiers to get their ass to get their ass in line.
Exactly.
And that's yes.
And
we
to
know
realize
that.
You're
going to
get a huge tip.
And to realize that they're either supporting him, Boehner,
my wife Carrie,
or they're supporting Obama, Boehner or Obama. That's the choice he's giving them. And the Boehner plan doesn't stand a chance in the Senate either, where it's opposed by every single Democrat and both of the independents.
Let me tell you what I really think about Mike.
Now, do you have the letters from the CEOs that sent the letters up to the Hill today?
I do not.
What's the story?
The bank CEOs mm-hmm. have now sent a collective letter that's been sent to both the Congress and also the White House, mm-hmm. where they're saying
the banks that have done it so well.
Yeah, the banks have done it. But they're saying, you know, if you let this slide, mm-hmm. we're all screwed.
Right.
And,
which we knew.
It's
but
Armageddon.
It's
but,
good that they're weighing in,
yeah,
I guess.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the battle now gets down to this. The Democrats want a plan that solves the debt problem until after the presidential election. The Republicans want a plan that puts us back into this debate just before the 2012 election. Theirs is a six-month plan.
Is nobody proposing a plan that actually solves the problem?
And not apparently not, no.
No.
They don't think it can get done.
What's amazing...
So they're just trying to give a fix.
The thing that's transparent about this and mm-hmm. what pisses me off, I hate them all. Let me just make sure I know. But when you get the Republicans who are coming out and saying, hey, you know, now the president who's more interested in an election... The whole reason you're doing this timetable mm-hmm. is because you want to have this happen before an election.
Yeah. They're
lying sacks of s***.
Trying to put a baby in a corner.
That is completely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So you know what? What it is, what it comes right down to mm-hmm. is, do you want to put the country through this kind of anxiety, which every individual feels because of this, or do you want to, you know, have more time pass where you don't have to go through that? It's quite simple.
They all, well, Mike,
it's crap.
At the very base of it, they're all politicians, and they're not thinking about the solution. They're thinking about
the election.
How can we benefit from this?
Yeah, but
there has to be a way we can benefit from this.
But I refuse to believe that somebody is thinking not about elections when you're specifically designing your timetable.
To put us through this again in 6 months.
So this will cause great anxiety in the country. It benefits other people who want to get the president out. They have said that's their agenda. That's what they want. That's as nakedly political as anything else.
6 months is after a lot of them go through the election already.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we have a lot, but it's presidential.
Right.
But I'm talking.
Well, you
about
have a
Congress.
2011 congressional. Right.
We have
you do.
A congressional election, and 6 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the ones that are causing all this havoc and saying, "Well, let's just fix it for 6 months."
Mm-hmm.
If you look at them, a lot of them are up for election in November.
You think they'll be out, or you think they'll be back?
Well,
in,
no, what
or
they're doing.
More of
what I think Katie's trying
at this
to say.
Point, who knows?
What you're trying to say is the fact that their ass will
change.
Be covered.
Exactly.
But then for 2012 with Obama, it won't
right.
be.
It's everything
really,
is
really just.
I'm
terrible.
Sorry, F8. <That's right.
laughs> She knows. She knows the code.
F8.
Well, that brings us to Sarah Palin, who's the keynote speaker at the Tea Party's next rally in September, September 3rd in Iowa, just as Republicans begin competing for their party's nomination there.
Maybe I'll see her at the airport.
Her speech.
What a box of brilliance.
Her speech. I'll agree with half of that.
Hey.
Her speech comes 2 days after the documentary about her is released to both pay-per-view and video on demand. The latest Iowa poll puts Palin in second place there behind Michelle Bachmann.
I got a Palin impersonator coming on the radio show tomorrow.
Oh, I bet she's guilty.
She's not.
Guilty of being a bad booking.
Somebody's jealous.
That's good booking. On the national scale, Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani are doing quite well. Both of them considered real threats to the re-election of Barack Obama. The latest Harris poll shows Romney ahead of Obama by 2 percentage points. Giuliani, who's not running, at least not yet, leads Obama by 6 points. Ron Paul is in a dead tie with Obama.
Question for you off the subject. I apologize about Boehner, and you are the mimic of the room. Does he have an issue with his S's?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. I started watching him last night with Brian Williams.
You might refer to it as a speech impediment.
Yeah,
I think he has a full upper plate.
That might be. It might be. Dental issues.
It was just so great. Brian Williams says, "Are you ready? Are you ready for most of America to be upset with you with how this comes out?" Certainly.
Certainly.
Hey.
That's even better.
Certainly, Rob. You have taken that impression into a new realm.
I just wanted you to listen to him because it's something that's right there under the surface, bubbling under.
I can say with a great degree of certainty.
That's the way I'm never doing him any other way now. That's going to be, I'm going to find all
well,
those.
I hope not.
That's right. You know, I think I'm going to try to help myself in the bedroom. I'm going to take that new drug, Cialis.
That'll be good.
Maybe you remember a story we had a while back about Army officials accused of using psychological tricks on lawmakers, including John McCain, to get them to fund military operations in Afghanistan. The tricks are called PSYOPs in military parlance.
PSYOPs.
Short for psychological operations.
I like psychology.
One general in particular, Army Lieutenant General William Caldwell, faced specific criminal charges over this, but now...
Specific?
That's easy for you to say, Mr. Boehner.
This is sinister.
But now, this general has been cleared by the investigators at the Defense Department.
Certainly.
So you will forget we ever discussed this.
Absolutely.
And while some kids spend their summers at vacation Bible school or a church-sponsored camp, more American kids are spending their summers at camps for atheists.
Oh, dear. What church would sponsor that?
Well, no church at all, sir.
Very good.
There's a Camp Quest, in fact, just south of here, just south of Manassas.
Sounds like the work of Satan.
3 dozen kids have been sent by their parents who are either atheists or agnostics or self-proclaimed free thinkers. Camp counselors say it's their job to teach critical thinking at these camps. And finally, everyone can agree that monkeys is fun. And this year at Illinois' Lake County Fair, a man has come to town with an act he calls America's Favorite Monkey Jockeys.
The Simians.
you're hitting it out of the park today.
Today's
I can't keep up. I've had too much Prosecco.
I'm going to say... Thank you.
That didn't make any sense.
Yes, it does, because if I weren't here, that wouldn't happen.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
Then I think
you mean
welcome.
To say you're welcome.
Yeah, you're supposed to say you're welcome. Yes.
Well, then you're welcome.
That's right. Certainly.
Of course.
So there in Illinois, today through Sunday, monkeys in brightly colored costumes are riding on the backs of dogs to be the fastest on the track.
What?
Yeah, it's monkeys riding dogs around a track to see who's the fastest.
God, I need video.
Monkeys on dogs. The man, Phil Hendricks, started out as a dog lover who wanted to race dogs, but along the way he discovered it's monkeys that pull in the crowds.
Oh, my God.
Now, quoting Phil, I believe in entertaining people with monkeys. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Bye.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg. They were wonderful. Make sure we're very careful with that little trinket.
That's right. Yes.
Get 70. Get that right back to it. I'm not, incidentally, and ixnay on the old gay. I'm totally uncomfortable with that.
Understood.
I really, really am.
Understood.
Okay.
All right. Are you listening, Mark? Cancel the ingot.
The craftsmanship and the detail, 70 hours of human work on that
It
thing.
Looked it. Yeah, it actually did. Amazing. MC Ginsburg is your very own fun factory. Jewelry, chess pieces with Rob's head on them. No, they'd do that if you came up with it.
Sure.
It's
no, they
custom.
They have three in stock.
It's custom Monopoly pieces.
Oh,
it's whatever
queens.
You want. Just like the little motorcycle pendant that was amazing in its detail.
Yes.
Don't buy something a million other people get. If you need an object or dream up an object, contact MC Ginsburg.
Iowa City.
Visit mcginsburg.com or click there out on our website. MC Ginsburg builds your imagination. Katie, thank you for joining us.
Hey. Thank you. Hey. This has been so much fun.
And we're looking forward
so
to having
fun.
You on karaoke for tomorrow's bonus hour.
Yes.
That's going to be fun. For everybody in the room, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
So long.
See ya.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.